My friends, have you ever thought about heaven and this place that we all want to go to? Do you realize that when we think about this most important teaching of the Catholic Church, that we hardly ever hear about it in homilies? We don't even hear too much about what it's like in the scriptures, and no one really talks about it, yet this is supposedly the final goal of us, all of us that are good and all of us that strive to follow after God. This is supposedly where we want to go. Did you know that heaven is an image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? That God specifically created the heavens to image her most beautiful heart, and if we come to her heart, we will see what heaven is truly like. Come with me in this video to explore this topic more. My friends, as you know, I like to begin every video with a prayer, so please join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Allow me to praise you, O most sacred Virgin. Give me strength against your enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. For anything that I talk about to make sense, we have to understand this. Jesus and Mary are at the center of the human story. When God created all humans, he had them in mind to be at the very center of the entire story of the human race, beginning with Adam and Eve, our first parents, and then the fulfillment of what it means to be a man or a woman with Jesus and Mary. In our case, specifically, the redemption of the human race and allowing this new human family to be created. And in this sense, every man and every woman are meant to be like Jesus and Mary. And they are the models of what it means to be male and female. This is why it's so important to understand the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. She is truly the mother of every single human. Everyone who is redeemed in Christ, she is our mother. And for us to understand her heart is for us to understand everything. For us to know our mother is to know our mother's heart. Think about your own mother. And what do we really care about? We care about what's in her mind. We care about what's in her heart. And that's really what we want to get to know. The heart representing, again, the very center of who the person is. And so for this reason, God has such a special love for her. In the same way that we have such a special love for our own mother. But his love for her surpasses in a way that we can't even understand. In a way that perhaps we would describe as excessive, as too much. St. John Eudes will lead us in his book, The Admirable Heart of Mary, in showing us the many different images that God laid out throughout the universe, throughout creation, out of love for his own mother, the Blessed Mother. Different images that will show us something of the mystery of who she is. And the first image that he wants to go through is the heavens and heaven itself. St. John Eudes describes heaven as being something of an image of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. He says the following: "The first symbolic picture of the Admirable Heart of Mary, which the Eternal Father has given to us, is the heavens. Mary's pure heart is truly a heaven, of which the sky over our heads is a mere shadow and image. It is a heaven exalted above all others, of which the Holy Ghost speaks when he says that the Savior of the world went out from a heaven surpassing all others in excellence." When we think of heaven, some of the things that we do know is it's where God dwells. It's a place of most exalted beauty. It's a place where all our human desires are fulfilled. It's a place where we're going to be for eternity in perfect union with God and in perfect union with others. And so we see how the heart of the Blessed Mother, the most perfect human heart in creation, is an image of this, and they image each other. In her heart dwells God. In her heart we can find full fulfillment of all our desires. In her heart, she brings together all her children. And in this sense, in her heart, we find union with God and union with each other. But again, as I've kept saying, this is something both that you have to understand, and this is something that you have to experience. And in a certain sense, you can experience it even before you enter into heaven. You know, if we have to be perfect to enter into heaven, if we have to possibly go through purgatory, if we have to pray a lot and change our habits and overcome our difficulties and correct our imperfection and our faults for us to enter heaven, it seems impossible if you think about it. It seems like heaven is this faraway dream that maybe one day we'll get into, but not now. Well, now you can experience the Blessed Mother. You can pray to her and ask her to pour out her love from her Immaculate Heart. And even if you're not worthy, even if you're a sinner, even if you're not even within the teachings of the Catholic Church, remember that she is called Mother of Mercy. So she comes to you first. She comes to you first and offers to you the love that is dwelling in her heart. That is specifically one of my intentions through this video, that she is reaching you through me, through technology, wherever it is that you are. The Blessed Mother wants you to experience her heart. She wants you to taste heaven itself through the love that she gives you. And haven't we all experienced heaven in some way, as we've tasted the love of our spouse, of our parents, of our best friends, even God himself through prayer. We taste something of the beauty of heaven, and we stop in those moments and we reflect back and we think, this is so amazing. I want this to last forever. Imagine how amazing it is to taste the love of the Mother of Jesus. She who both taught him how to love and who also sat at his feet and stood at his feet when he was in the cross, suffering for our sins, and she looked up at him and saw what true love is and was able to pour out that type of love on the apostles and now to us. St. John Newt, consider, he follows a little bit later on when he says, the admirable heart of Mary is the heaven of heaven, because, as St. Bernard says, it contains the entire church, which is called in sacred scripture the kingdom of heaven, and because all the children of the church receive through Mary the life of grace. St. Bernard, who was someone who loved the Blessed Mother, he was a monk and he was part of this monastic community that he founded sometime in the 1100s. There's two things that he's referring to here. First of all, that because the heart of the Blessed Mother is so important to God the Father, she is literally at the center of heaven. And secondly, he's teaching here that because she was in such union with Jesus, Jesus desires to give all graces to her, and she pours out all those graces on us in this communion of saints that we have, and in this relationship that we have, Jesus to Mary and then to us. Finally, he says towards the end of this particular chapter, rejoice, O readers, rejoice, you whose great happiness it is to be numbered among the true children of the Mother of Pure Love. For your names are written in her maternal heart. Lift up your eyes and your hearts to that beautiful heaven. It is there that your hearts will find light, strength, powerful aid in the battle of life, guidance and succor, and above all, inspiration to love your Creator and Redeemer, the Lord of Heaven, strongly, purely, and above all things. My friends, I invite you through your prayer, through your daily life, whether your prayers are short or long, whether they last a second or an hour, for you to ask the Blessed Mother to taste her love, for her to have mercy on you and allow you this tremendous privilege. And then you will tell me that the love of the Blessed Mother, especially from her Immaculate Heart, is indeed like heaven itself. May God bless you and have a wonderful day.